Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I trust the Lord has been made real to your heart through this teaching, Walk in the Spirit. I know He has spoken to me many times during the preparation and even during the weekly deliveries. You know, remember, before I can share my heart with you, I must allow God to open up my heart and work on it for a time so that He can fill my mouth with His words. More this week on Walk in the Spirit. One point I have stressed again and again is we must repeat, we must allow Christ be formed in us so that we can come into an inward revelation of Jesus Christ, who is to be formed in us. This, my friend, is the only basis for us to be able to walk in the Spirit and have God govern our lives, and that is to have Christ formed in us. Because if He is not governing our lives, then He is not in us. And all that we do and feel in church is out from our carnal flesh, our non-spiritual reactions, and sadly all the while thinking our emotions and our reactions are of the Holy Spirit. But not so, my friend. They are fleshly. Our feelings, our intellect, our mental ascent to God, all fleshly, and never, no, never will they reach the heart of God. Last week we also discussed some critical points that deserves a quick review before we move on. Last week we talked about our reactions and said our earthly nature, our fleshly reactions, are never, repeat, never the source of truth. They are reacting dimensions of our flesh we make up. This impacts our earthly nature, to be sure, and then we will react out of our flesh and not out of our spirit, where Christ dwells. We react emotionally based on what we believe or how we interpret things. But please note, our reaction itself is not the source or indication of truth. Now listen closely here, because the source of all truth is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The source of all truth is Jesus Christ. Last week we also saw that Christian life is more than just leading from God, more than a leading from God, but to be governed or ruled or controlled by the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. My friend, this is an inward spiritual reality of which is the outcome of Christ being formed in us. Wow. And lastly, we saw the Bible is the written truth and Jesus is the living truth. But how many Christians and believers realize, my friend, there is only one truth and they are the same? This is why God gave us the written word, the Bible. It is a written standard for truth that is outside of us. Amen. As I said last week, this week we will begin to look at what it means to walk in the Spirit. So far we have looked at requirements and fundamental understandings to be able to walk in the Spirit. So, my friend, what does it mean? What does it look like to walk in the Spirit? Well, to walk in the Spirit is not, repeat, not primarily a matter of getting leadings or of walking in signs and wonders, as most people believe in the nominal church. Neither is it a matter of trying to make our flesh behave, but rather walking in the Spirit is a matter of walking from out of Jesus Christ who is dwelling in us. Let me say that again. Walking in the Spirit is a matter of us walking from out of Jesus Christ who is dwelling in us. Now, yes, it is true, we abide in Him by faith. We live from out of Him for all things, though. We walk in the truth in Him. Is not the Spirit of God the Spirit of truth? Let me say that again. Is not the Spirit of God the Spirit of truth? Why, yes, for one and the same. And to walk in the Spirit also means to be under the work of the Spirit through God's dealing and judgments in us, which is to be revealed and reveals Christ to us and in us and through us out to the world so the world can see Christ. So if this is not your walk, my friend, in the Spirit, you need to stop and listen, even to take notes so that you can reread or restudy. Because it is what God is doing in this age. As it is the goal of Satan to get even Christians and believers deceived to the point through religious-based traditions and denominational good works-based salvation, where their Christianity is not repeat, not lived from out of Christ, rather from out of their earthly nature. Wow. Did you know that Satan does not necessarily want Christians to live in sin? Although I'm sure he would be happy if they did. But rather, Satan works, and Satan wants Christian people walking according to their religious flesh, deceived in their life based on themselves, their interests, their feelings, their earthly nature. And how does Satan usually accomplish this purpose? Simply by blinding people to the truth of Christ, to blinding us to the reality and the truth of Christ in us, that Christ is to be formed in us. Yes, walking in the Spirit is not hyper-spiritualism where one looks for a devil under every rock or spends their prayer time binding Satan and his minions. Oh no, that's a bunch of foolishness. So much prayer is wasted on such foolishness, wasted on things of little to no importance to what Christ is doing in the earth for today and for this age and his people, and that is that Christ be formed in us. Walking in the Spirit is all about Christ in us. And if we do not have Christ in us, then in some meaningful way, then we will never walk in the Spirit or walk in the flesh. It is the same as it applies to our spiritual growth and development. It is not, repeat, not our natural man growing to be more like Jesus. Oh no. Spiritual growth and development is our natural man, our flesh, being brought under the cross so that Christ, who is in us, can be made manifest to us and out from us to the world. There is a huge disconnect in the denominational churches, my friend. The Pentecostals say one thing, the Baptists and those folks say other things, and the Catholics say something totally different. Well, they are all wrong unless they say what the Bible says, and that is Christ in us. Amen. Christ in us, hope of glory. 1 Colossians 1:27. If Satan can get the focus off of Christ in our lives and on ourself, our self-seeking and our religious nature, then Christ will not be our sanctification or our life at all. The earthly will be. And as I noted, we will not even realize what is happening in us and to us. Just look around the church and see, is it about Christ? In the most churches, is it about Christ or is it about Christ? Come and fill me. Christ, come and heal me. Christ, come and bless me. No, my friend, it's about Christ in us. Jesus says, whosoever would lose his life for my sake will find it as his life. That is the gist of Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life, not die to their self, shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Do we realize that? And is a large part that Jesus was talking about, relinquishing the earthly nature, our flesh, the old life in Adam. We have to put that old life on the altar and ask God to do whatsoever it takes through his dealing and his judgments to bring us into the fullness of Jesus Christ. What it will take is exactly what Jesus said it will take. We must pick up our cross, not Jesus' cross, but pick up our cross daily. And the results, we will lose that earthly nature. We will lose it in the sense that we will no longer possess it or try to make it of our life. It will be no longer governed in us. And then Christ, who lives in us, will be made manifest. we will come to know and realize Him. Then a walk in the Spirit will be possible. But not until, my friend. Our flesh has been dealt with. It's been dealt a death blow. A walk in the Spirit is a walk from out of Jesus Christ. He then is our life. He is our purpose. He is our all and in all. This is the core. This is the core not only of a walk in the Spirit, but it is the core of Christianity and our new birth. Amen? Next week, I would like to start a new teaching called The Institutionalization of the Church. Now, I will be honest, the teaching may take some time because I'm planning to tackle some of sacred cows of the nominal church of today, but I feel the Lord would have us do this. So this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week and the Word of God today has ministered to your heart and you have allowed Christ be formed in you in a greater way during this teaching and all the days of your life. Tune in next week. Amen. God bless. Bye.